big opinions, no apologies. This is the Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. What an honor to be with you. 844-766-6607 is the number. A lot of stuff going on. We got jobs report. We got gas prices starting to fall. My friend EJ Antoni joins us again from the Heritage Foundation. EJ, what's going on?
Moon, nice to be back with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. You know, you get to celebrate. You don't get to celebrate 250 years, but one time. And I'll be honest with you, I just thought it was a blessing all the way around. And by the way, the celebration happening during the World Cup, where we got all these people coming across from these socialist countries, going, wow, I didn't know America was this great and this much fun and this caring. And because the only thing they ever watched was the news throwing us under the bus, whether it be the news over there, the news over here. I think that's cool, man. They got a lot of them got to sit around and watch us celebrate 250 years. And those 250 years is for everybody who's an American citizen. And I don't care what color you are, what sex you are, it's for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think it's a really good reminder, Moon, of the fact that despite all of her flaws, America remains the best country in the world. If I had to pick, I would still rather live here than anywhere else. And that says a lot.
Oh, I think it's the me and you, between you and me, it's the only place I want to live. I mean, it's it. We're where I want to be.
Well, you're not wrong.
No, no right? doubt about it.
Again, America's not perfect. She has plenty of flaws. Yeah. She had them at her founding. You know, some of those flaws were fixed. Some new ones have popped up. You know, you can love the president, you can hate the president, but look, just like everybody celebrated the 4th of July when Biden was president or when Obama was president, you know, you should still celebrate it under Trump. Again, whether you love him or hate him is not the point. America is not her president. America is much more than that.
And so, again,
we should all be, I think, very grateful, very thankful of the fact that God put each of us here in America and not some other place. Because this, like I said, this is still the best country in the world, despite all her flaws.
Oh, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's not even about a president. It's about freedom. It's about us being the best we can be. It's about going out there and living your dream. It's not about a president. Matter of fact, I think you'd agree with me. If Barack Obama was the president, you think Barack Obama would have went hid? No, that'd put him at the front of everything, just the way it is. Our president, though, symbolizes, in this case, especially freedom. And I just think it's cool for the president of the United States to be leading the charge on 250. I just think that's a cool thing.
Yeah, certainly. Absolutely. And again, it is really great, I think, to have so many folks in the country right now from overseas to witness this celebration. And it's also, I think, a nice reminder when you have all of these folks here and they're telling us about things that we tend to take for granted in the United States that so many places around the world don't have. And I'm not even talking, Moon, about, things that are here in the United States but are absent from the third world. I'm talking about these things that we have here in the United States that are considered luxuries in the rest of the first world, like air conditioning, for example. Yep. That's been particularly helpful over the last few days here in the Northeast when we've been under such an oppressive heat wave with triple-digit temperatures every single day. Yep. And you hear folks coming from around the European Union talking about how they don't have air conditioning. Yeah. And it's, again, it's not just folks in the third world, and it's not even just folks who are, in let's say, lower income in the European Union. No, even folks in upper income brackets throughout Europe don't have air conditioning.
Listen.
And again, it's a great reminder of how well off we are here in the United States.
But
that's not to say we don't have problems. That's not to say that, a lot of people in the United States aren't struggling, but even those who are struggling here in America are still better off than people who are considered well off in Europe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The mayor from Paris blamed us for their heat wave. I fell out laughing. or you only got about 15 to 20% of the people with air conditioning. You know, they could have an economic boom over there. Let start putting air conditioners in every building and every home. It would take 10 or 20 years, whatever, to get them through. That'd be an economic boom like they've never seen, and that people could fight any kind of heat wave that's possible. So I'm sure the people that came from over there with the heat wave are staying at hotels going, wow, is this not cool? I put my temperature on 70 degrees tonight. It was so comfortable sleeping. So they had to come over here and look at the way we live. And I share with our audience, a guy from Germany, he said he apologized. He just watches the news. We were supposed to be nothing but a crime-ridden, hateful place. Well, that's the only kind of news they ever watch is down in America. So it's I'm sure it's changing their hearts and views. So let's jump gears. June job reports, good, bad, ugly. Tell me what you think.
It was pretty ugly. You know, there's just no way to sugarcoat it, Moon. It's certainly possible that maybe some of what we're seeing in the numbers actually just has to do with the kind of statistical problems. In other words, you're looking at some of the seasonal adjustments could be, you know, pretty off right now. So that definitely could be part of the problem. It's tough to, when they're doing these seasonal adjustments, Moon, you know, it's really hard to manage things like the huge influx in hiring from what we call the leisure and hospitality industry. That would include, you know, somebody who's working at a hotel. Because hotels have seen a lot of extra hiring because of all the folks who are coming into the country due to the World Cup. Same thing if you're, let's say, a bartender at a restaurant or a waitress. You know, those restaurants have had to hire more people because there are more folks visiting from overseas and they're giving the restaurants more business. So, again, it can be hard to kind of adjust for seasonality because this is not the normal seasonal pattern. So, again, we might be seeing a bit of an issue there, but whatever the case, you know, you're seeing fewer people employed full time. That's troubling. You're seeing a return of another statistical issue, which is old job reports being revised down. If you look at all of the downward revisions that we had, it is actually more than the number of people that we think we hired in June. In other words, there are fewer people employed now than we thought there were at the end of the previous month. So, again, not a lot of good news there. I guess maybe one kind of silver lining is the fact that the average level of prices actually declined slightly last month. That's mostly driven by gas prices coming down from the spike due to the Iran war. So you combine lower prices with the fact that people's paychecks on average grew. That means that people's paychecks definitely went further. But outside of that, again, it was not a great month for the American labor market. There's just no way to sugarcoat it.
So let me ask you a question. By looking at what you know now, can you anticipate the next 3 to 6 months? Is there any way to anticipate what you think will happen? Well, what will change to make it better?
Well, Moon, if you can tell me what you think is going to happen with the Iran war, I am more than happy to give you a prediction.
No, not just listen, but everybody makes predictions. They look at numbers, EJ, and that's why I asked the question to you. Somebody's looking at some numbers and say, hey, I think this is going to be better or this is going to be tough. And that's why I asked the question the way I did.
Oh, no, absolutely. And listen, I'm not trying to be flippant here. I'm just trying to point out
the fact I'm the best guy to be flippant with because I love it. Don't bother me none. Go ahead. We good, brother, whatever you say.
I just want to basically give you that really big caveat because so much of what we have seen in the economy over the last several months is all just because of the Iran war. You know, you and I talked previously, I think it was back either like December or January, and we were talking about how 2026 is going to be a rip-roaring year for the American economy, right? Things are looking really, really good. All the dials were kind of lining up. And unfortunately, seeing the big spike that we had in oil prices, as well as all of these supply chain disruptions that have happened as a result of the Iran war, I mean, that has been a total wild card. Well, it's really thrown a wrench in the works. And so the slowdown in things that we've seen, like the American labor market, is a direct result of this big spike in oil prices and all of the fallout that we're seeing from that.
Let me do it this way. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back, and here's going to be the question. If I told you and you found out today the Iran war was ceased, it's down, it's not going to pop back up, maybe you can give me a better prediction. See, I'm giving you a caveat on this one now, EJ. So you got to be able to take it to somewhere. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Frustrated with healthcare? Sick of the rising costs and bureaucratic red tape in our current healthcare system? Outrageous premiums and, I know, denied claims, confusing networks, and surprise bills? You do the right thing, eat well, stay active, make smart healthcare choices. Boom! The number one cause of bankruptcy is healthcare. Folks, that's why you ought to make the switch to Impact Health Sharing. Impact Health Sharing. It's not insurance. It's a powerful, smart alternative, a nationwide trusted community where people help share each other's eligible medical costs. It puts people over profits without the middleman and corporate bureaucracy. Save up to 50% on an average monthly cost. Keep your doctor, transparent pricing, comprehensive healthcare support, and rewards. Plus, get more value at no extra cost. Go to impacthealthsharing.com/moon, impacthealthsharing.com/moon, or call 855-378-6777. That's go to impacthealthsharing.com/moon, or call 855-378-6777.
Hit the road this summer in a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac. Right now, take $12,000 off the MSRP on a new 2026 Silverado 1500. Or take $13,000 off the MSRP with trade assistance. Take $2,500 off the MSRP on all new 2026 Chevy Trax in stock. Or take $3,000 off the MSRP with GMF down payment assistance. Plus, when you buy a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac, it comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry to Acadiana's number one Chevrolet dealership. Our family serving your family. Service Chevrolet Cadillac, your super Chevy dealer. 1212 Ambassador Caffrey near I-10. Stop by or log on at servicegm.com. Chevy, together let's drive. Silverado dealer discount, $6,000. GM rebate, $6,000. 2012 or newer trade assist, $1,000. LT or RST package, 5.3 V8. Trax dealer discount, $2,500. GMF down payment, $500. All offers plus tax, title, and license. Excludes 436 $15 notary and $23 convenience. In stock units. See dealer for details. Expires 7/7/26. Claims based on current GM data.
Do you know how many times?